It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Longtime Wisconsin musician and music promoter Rocker was playing drums at a music club in Madison a year ago with his band Iron Plow when his heart stopped.
He collapsed on stage in the middle of a song.
But he survived thanks to quick intervention and CPR from staff and the audience, and because of a speedy response from EMTs with a defibrillator.
Now he's spreading the word about the need for CPR training and for automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, at music venues and elsewhere.
Rocker is a rock drummer and music scene promoter in Madison and radio host on Civic Media. Rocker, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rob. It's great to be here.
Now share your story. What happened during your show just about a year ago?
Wow. Well, December 26th, the day after Christmas, I mean, my wife was wondering, why did you book a show at the Gamma Ray Bar for the day after Christmas? So when I woke up in the hospital, the doctor said, well, you died on stage playing drums with your band Iron Plow, but there were people there who wouldn't let you go. And, you know, those words really echo with me through my whole health journey of, you know, why you're here. Those questions, you know, you survived this crazy thing.
Now, you told me before we started talking, survival rates for this kind of sudden cardiac arrest, not good at all. What is it? What happened after you collapsed on stage that meant that you're here talking to me now?
Well, I think that it's important to say that only 10% of those who have a sudden cardiac arrest outside of a hospital survive. And the reason being is that the chain of survival means that you need CPR immediately to keep oxygen kind of flowing. But then you also need that electric shock from a defibrillator, an AED, portable AED probably. And oftentimes many people aren't trained in CPR, and oftentimes there isn't a portable AED close, and many people often pass at home. So the fact that it happened on stage in front of many people started that chain of survival immediately. So I was immediately able to get CPR, and the Madison Fire Department showed up in 6 minutes.
And they were able to provide the defibrillator at that
point. They provided the defibrillator and other services, you know, after that, of course. But that's really the key. The magic number is 7 minutes. After seven minutes of CPR without shock, things start to look bad.
Now, there's a video of all this. I'm not going to watch it. I don't think I could. Have you watched this?
I have. So, I have watched the video.
So you watch yourself collapse on stage.
But, I did.
So terrible, but inspiring, I guess, because people swing into action immediately.
They do, and they jump up there, and that's what's most important is that, you know, that chain of survival has to happen immediately with CPR if you plan to come out with your faculties still and survive, right? So it's just very incredible to watch the video. One of the reasons that I released the video is because, like a drowning, people maybe think, you know, there's this big splashing and I'm drowning and yelling. It's much like sudden cardiac arrest. No, they fall right under the waves. Sudden cardiac arrest, you just slump over and you're gone. And really, you're really gone unless there are other people there who won't let you go.
Now, since this, you've become an evangelist for a couple things to help people in this situation survive.
Yeah.
One is you are going to venues and I think other places saying, hey, think about getting an AED, one of these automated external defibrillators. I like calling them AEDs because I can't say that word.
It's a funny word, isn't it? You're absolutely right. I think that there are places like the Sylvie Theater that are maybe have better resources and they're able to have these machines. But the Gamma Ray Bar, and, you know, mom and pops and some small venues, I thought, you know, they may not have the resources to do it or even be thinking about it, actually. I wasn't thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And it raised awareness to me and the fact that this does happen in bars. And when you talk to Kevin Wilmot, who owns the Gamma Ray Bar, this was not the first time. Rob DZ just had a sudden cardiac arrest at the Gamma Ray Bar. And while he was working at the High Noon Saloon, where he received his CPR training, he's fans and musicians alike. And so it really happens in these, you know, crowded situations.
And you're also saying, hey, if you haven't gotten trained on CPR,
this is
for everybody, right?
Yes.
Get that training.
That's right. You know, and you can just search CPR Training Madison, and there's a lot of resources out there. So it's very easy to find. The Pulse Point app from the Madison Fire Department is another thing. When you're trained in CPR, you can register with the app. And if there's an experience where they need somebody who knows CPR, it will alert you at a notification, the closest people to wherever the sudden cardiac arrest may happen.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with that pulse point. You were telling me about that. I don't know if other communities around the state have it. Pulse point, you voluntarily sign up and you can be right. alerted, hey, I'm at the Paradise, say, next to the gamma ray, and there's a cardiac arrest right next door.
That's right. Or you could look to find out where is the nearest portable AED wow. machine located, you know, maybe right next door, maybe across the street. So there's so many resources available for this. It's pretty amazing. And again, with Madison Police Department, they actually have a program like a library. They give out their portable AED machines to like events. So for instance, at Atwood Fest, we had two of them this year. One of them we kept in our backstage area, and luckily we didn't have to use it, but it's fortunate that we have that program.
And we're between Thanksgiving and the holiday season now. Rocker, I know I've seen online you've been expressing some gratitude. Do you want to shout out the various points of gratitude you feel that had
Boy,
you still
here? Know, there were so many people. You know, my cardiologist, Merrill Johnson, is just amazing. The cardio rehab team over at UW Health are absolutely amazing in the gym. They're really one of the most important parts of my health journey. You know, family at home, the structure that you have is absolutely important for this. And UW Health in general, I think they get an A++. And hey, they have the best hospital food anywhere.
December 26, 2024, this happens to you. December 26, 2025, you're playing same band, same stage.
December 26th this year, I am playing the anniversary, and we're going to make it a little bit of a benefit and a little bit of an awareness about all these issues, you know, myths behind sudden cardiac arrest and the resources and CPR and AED, and I'm going to go face it, go play on the same exact stage 1 year later. It was pretty amazing because my comeback show was September 14th, and so that was literally 8.5 months after my incident, and I thought it was just an incredible journey to get back to that point, because I really looked at being able to play my drums as hey, where are you in your health journey? Because hey, let's face it, I use big sticks and I don't play in a country band.
Rocker, thanks a lot for joining us. Glad you're here with us.
Thank you, Rob. It's been fun.
That was Madison musician Rocker talking about his heart attack on stage and the CPR that saved his life. Now we turn to the cardiologist who treated him after the emergency call. Dr. Merrill Johnson is a heart failure and transplant cardiologist at UW Health and professor of medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Johnson, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Certainly always glad to talk about Rocker and his journey with his heart disease.
Yeah, in cases like Rocker's, how much difference does quick intervention by bystanders with things like CPR really make?
No, I mean, it's life and death. EMS can get there pretty rapidly, but the minimum amount of time that people can be without blood flow to the brain, blood flow to the other organs, that's critical to their good survival.
I've taken CPR classes myself a couple times. Full disclosure, I'm way overdue for a refresher. But what are the key skills that people take away that they could use if they're in an emergency like this?
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, the CPR classes have changed a lot over the year. I think the main thing that people are focusing on now for the lay public are the chest compressions. And that's just kind of pressing hard on kind of the lower end of the sternum and deep and fast and making sure, because that actually allows perfusion. Now, in the medical field, we also do the breathing part, but I think that the chest compressions are what's felt to be the most important for the lay public and also things people are more comfortable with doing.
Yeah, and I got to say, having done those classes, I'm thinking as I'm doing the compressions, is this really doing that much? On a physical level, when I'm doing those compressions, mm-hmm. what is happening that's going to help with survival, that's going to help avoid brain injuries and things like that?
So when you're actually compressing, that is the pushing down phase, that is actually expelling blood from the heart to the organs. And when you release, then some of that blood comes back into the lungs and the heart. You compress again, it's pumped out. So it really is kind of an artificial way to pump blood through the body.
Now, a part of Rocker's mission since this whole thing was to get more places, including music venues, to have AEDs, the automated external defibrillators. Easier to say AED, I guess. What do those add to the quick response?
Well, basically, it's kind of a packet that's almost self-explanatory. So if someone kind of is down in a public venue, they don't have a pulse, they're not breathing, it's kind of something you open up and there are instructions there. You put the patches on. It does. You turn the device on. It tells you whether shock or no shock, continue CPR and that kind of thing. So it's really a very self-explanatory, easy way to try to shock the heart back into a regular rhythm, if indeed an abnormal rhythm is the cause of the problem. Because again, the sooner we get back normal, consistent heart rhythm, the better blood flow we get to the brain and the other body organs, and the more likely there is a successful outcome for the patient that has arrested.
Dr. Johnson, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
That was Dr. Merrill Johnson, heart failure and transplant cardiologist at UW Health and professor of medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. She was part of the treatment team for Rocker, who we heard from earlier. He survived a heart attack during a performance on stage thanks to CPR from bystanders.